Hello. As usual, hope you're doing well today. Hope that your day's off to a good start. As you're probably well aware, this Sunday is Mother's Day. Maybe you're not aware of that. If you're not, you should probably get aware of that. Dads and kids, don't forget that Mother's Day is coming up, and we also have Father's Day around the corner a few weeks later. And I'm actually not planning to preach a Mother's Day sermon this Sunday. There's something else pretty important that I'd like to cover. But I do want to take a few moments here today to address mothers, fathers, and the family. On the inside of my wife's wedding ring, I had a scripture reference engraved. It's Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 9. And for some time, that verse has actually been very special to me as I've looked at it in conjunction with other scripture passages. And my hope was that that scripture reference that I had engraved on my wife's ring would be the story of our marriage and hopefully the story of our family in the days and years that would follow. So in just a moment, we'll look at that passage together, but I actually want to look at some other scripture first. But before we get to all that, I just want to remind you that our homes desperately need godly mothers and godly fathers. And one of the awesome things I think about the Christian life is that by God's grace, you can actually be a channel of God's goodness and His grace for generations to come. I think sometimes as we look at our role as mothers or fathers, we get a very narrow view. We're just trying to survive today. And I think there's an element of that that's very understandable because you literally are trying to survive today, or thinking about the here and now. And I actually want to look at some scripture that I think is going to give you a really big picture perspective that will hopefully sober and challenge and encourage you all at the same time. So just want to throw three considerations your way here today. And the first one is this: sin impacts the family for 3 to 4 generations. Exodus chapter 20, verse 5. It's the context of the Ten Commandments coming to the children of Israel. And here's what we read in that passage, Exodus 20, verse 5. God says, "I am the Lord, I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God." And then he says this: "Visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the children to the third and fourth generations of those who hate me." The far-reaching impact of sin is enormous. When people don't know Jesus, maybe when we could say when they hate God, as Exodus 20 verse 5 describes, when people don't know Jesus, when they don't have a relationship with him, or when they don't live like it, the generations to come experience the consequences of that. Obviously, that person experiences the consequences of his sin, but so do his kids, and so do his grandkids. The ripple effect of sin is unbelievable. It's brutal. Just to give maybe some more drastic examples of sins that would impact a family in the generations to come. what if you take a drunk? A father who is an alcoholic, perhaps he's very absentee, he's not around. Think about how his sin not only impacts him, but actually impacts his wife and his kids, and presumably the ways in which that will impact his grandkids. If you take a sin like infidelity in marriage or adultery, and then perhaps the divorce that would flow from that, potentially. Think about how that impacts the life of those children in huge, unbelievable ways. When you take a mother or father who blows money, who maybe gambles it away or just is very, very foolish with money, that impacts the whole family and their opportunities in life, and what they'll have in the moment. Those are maybe some larger sins that would have huge impacts, or sins that we would think of as large, but actually, all of our sin is going to impact not just us, but the people coming after us in many and various different ways. Sin impacts the family for 3 to 4 generations. And some of you are Christians, you're first generation Christians. You're the first one in your family to come to have a saving relationship with Jesus Christ. And the impacts of sin on the family are still very fresh in your mind. You think about what your childhood was like. You think about how your parents raised you and the things they were struggling with and the sin that was in their lives and how that impacted your home. And you get it. Your sin impacts other people. It impacts your kids. It impacts your grandkids. But for many of you, the channels of God's wrath, they were on your family. It's like the water was all flowing a certain direction at one time, and then somewhere along the line, the channels turned and things started flowing a different direction, and something else began to flow other than wrath, the wrath of God. The grace of God began to flow in your life and the life of your family members. And I want to offer a second consideration for you here today. Not only does sin impact the family for 3 to 4 generations, but on the flip side of that, grace impacts the family for 1,000 generations. Deuteronomy 7, verse 9. Here's the verse that I had engraved, the reference I had engraved on my wife's ring. It says, "Know therefore that the Lord your God is God, the faithful God who keeps covenant and steadfast love with those who love him and keep his commandments." And now notice the time reference here, to 1,000 generations. 1,000 generations, that's huge. Did you notice that time difference there between those two verses, between Exodus 20 verse 5 and between Deuteronomy chapter 7 verse 9? In Exodus 20 verse 5, it's the impact of sin 3 or 4 generations down the road. And in Deuteronomy chapter 7 verse 9, it's the impact of God's grace all the way out to 1,000 generations. Both of these verses are given within the context of the Old Testament covenant, but I think they just reveal to us God's character and how he operates with people. When mothers and fathers put their faith in Jesus and with God's help try to live that faith out, the impact is unbelievable. I was reminded of this even last week as I was talking to someone from our church who expressed to me that his grandfather had died, and we were talking about that story a bit, and I gathered that his grandfather was actually a first-generation Christian. I think he was saying it. His grandfather was an alcoholic. Someone shared the gospel with him. He trusted Christ, and his life began to go down a whole different path. This man's son trusted Christ. And then his son trusted Christ, who's now in our church, and you're getting generation and generation down the road. How many generations will God's grace flow through that family? Hopefully generation after generation after generation to come. The impact of one man's faith in Christ impacting generations to come. That's pretty awesome. When you put your faith in Christ, and when you try to live that faith out, It has huge impact and ramifications for the people that will follow you, particularly the ones right there in your house today. I think give an illustration with someone that you know from Scripture that I think is actually a very drastic illustration of this is Noah. You think back to Noah's day, and everyone's hates God, is rejecting God and his laws and expectations for them. And we read that Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord, that Noah was trying to please God. And God obliterated everyone on the face of the earth, except for Noah and his family. Question for you. Let's just say for the sake of argument that a generation is 15 years, okay? How many generations are we from Noah? We're all Noah's descendants. How many generations are we from him? If you take a generation as 15 years, which I think is on the very short end of things, people having kids at 15, I mean, that's a young, short generation. And you multiply that by 1,000, the number that's referenced in Deuteronomy chapter 17, or chapter 7, verse 9, you end up with 15,000 years. Has it been 15,000 years yet since Noah and the ark and God's grace to him? No, it hasn't. I think we could say that we're just starting, we're just on the front end of God's grace to Noah and his descendants. There's still thousands of years of that to come. Grace impacts the family for 1,000 generations, and we could testify to that as descendants of Noah. The way that you walk with God and the way you parent your kids is probably way more important than you and I are inclined to think. And I think it should be a reminder to us that we have a huge, enormous opportunity. We can't save our kids. Obviously, God has to do a work in their life. But as we live out our faith, there will be an impact, an awesome, huge impact. And so we're going to take every day. We want to take every moment and strive to live it for the Lord, knowing that the impact of that goes beyond this day. It goes beyond our kids. It goes beyond our grandkids. We have an awesome opportunity. A third consideration that would kind of sum up the first two is that where sin abounds, grace abounds all the more. Romans 5:20, now the law came in to increase the trespass, but where sin increased, grace abounded all the more. That verse obviously comes in a context, but I think we can apply it generally. The far-reaching impact of sin is incredible, but it is nothing compared to the reach of God's grace. The sin is an ugly thing. It's in our homes. It's in our hearts. But God's grace is greater than our sin. God's grace is there to help us overcome it, to conquer it, and impact others for the days and years to come. Where sin abounds, grace abounds all the more. And I think we want to pause, I think, on a day like this and with Mother's Day and Father's Day approaching and thank God that the gospel penetrated your heart, perhaps as a mother or a father, as a first-generation Christian, or perhaps it penetrated your great-grandfather's heart or your great-grandmother's heart, and that gospel grace has been flowing through your family for generations already. Man, you should pause and thank God for that. And as a parent, live out your faith. Seek God's grace to obey him and bring your kids up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord and trust God's promises along the way and trust that God's going to do special, amazing things as you seek to obey him and that what you do is going to impact generations to come after you. I hope that encourages your heart as well as challenges your heart here today. And by God's grace, we'll be the real deal and we'll live out our faith and it'll hopefully transform the lives of many to come even after us. And God bless. I hope you have a great day and we'll be in touch again on Sunday.